Introspection is a very special experience for me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Viley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Introspection is a very special experience for me. When I stop and put aside all of the things that make me feel that I am a busy person, and that I have so many things to do, when I put them all aside, then interesting things start happening. When I just become at peace within myself and relax within myself, interesting things happen. Things that say to me, all is good, all is wonderful, all is beautiful. And what is saying that, I ask myself. What is saying that all is good, all is beautiful, all is wonderful? What is saying that? Just what is it that goes on inside of me that says all is in divine order? Well, it's not my busy mind, that's for sure. My busy brain has so many activities that it's going involved in, that it's being involved in. My busy brain has so many things that tell me, oh, you must do this, you must do that. But there's a feeling, and it's a voice that's along with the feeling, because I can understand it very well, or at least it's a thought. And it says, be at peace. Be at peace. Relax. Let go of these very anxious ideas that come along and say these things have to be done, and these things have to be put in just this way or that way. The things that have to be done are the things that say, I like me. The things that say, all is in divine order. The things that say, peace. The things that have to be done are those thoughts, because those thoughts are the thoughts that bring about the results in my life that I want. Now, do I want thoughts of busyness? Do I want thoughts that say, there's a lot to be done? Oh, there are so many things to do. There are so many things that must get our attention. Are those the thoughts that I want in my consciousness, in my world? Well, if those are the thoughts that I want, then I think busy thoughts. But what is it that I do? I'm very busy, and then I stop, and I take a pause. I take a pause, I take a rest. You see how those particular words bring about a whole new attitude in me. Those particular words make me look at myself entirely differently than I did before. Because before, there's so much to do, so many things I want to do. And like Ellen tells me, she says, Herb, if you have a box of papers of things that you want to go through, and you haven't looked at them for months or years, if you just take them and let them slide in the trash can, nobody will ever care, you will not care, and you won't remember what they were, and it won't really matter. Oh, maybe they were important documents, maybe they were important statements, if they were, why haven't you pulled them up now? Why haven't you looked at them now, you know? But the thing is, when I'm at peace, when I'm relaxed, when all is in divine order, then the voice inside of me, the thought inside of me says, good, good, you live longer that way, you live happier, you live healthier. I was thinking this morning, gee, you know, I'm quite happy. My body is a very good body. I don't have a lot of problems in my body. I don't have a lot of things that worry me. And how has that come about? Well, perhaps because one of my regular affirmations is, I am whole and perfect. Now, when I think that thought, it just makes me sort of relax and be at peace. I'm whole and perfect. Nothing to be anxious about. Nothing to be concerned about. I'm whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. Enunciate the words so that they are clearly in thought, I say to myself. And so I, instead of burbling it out fast, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I do it slowly, gently, and let it become a very precious thing in my world, a very precious thing in my life. Okay? Why is it that some people experience unhappiness? Well, unfortunately, that is where their thought is. Why do some people experience bad diseases or illnesses or death even? Because that's where their thought is. When I was a little kid, I slid down the back steps. There's about three steps. And it wasn't much, but I slid down. And I hit my back on one of the steps. And I thought I was going to die. And there was nobody around. Nobody around to feel sorry for me. Nobody around to take care of me. And I laid there for a minute and I said, Oh, the pain is so terrible. I think I'm going to die. I'm going to die. And then a little voice inside of me says, hey, forget it. Forget it. Forget it. Relax. 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 And then I relaxed. When I relaxed, all the tension went away. And surprisingly, the pain went away too. And when the pain went away, my goodness, I laid there and I thought, I'm glad nobody saw me do this. They think I was silly because I was so silly to fall down this three steps. My goodness sakes, you know? And then when I relaxed, everything was okay. Everything went into its normal, perfect, wonderful pattern. And everything was okay. When we can do that to ourselves on any given circumstance, when we can do that to ourselves when we want to have harmony in our life, when we want to have peace in our life, when we want to have wholeness, when we want to live a joyous, magnificent life, when we want to do that, then we take that thought. We take that thought and we put it to work in our life, put it to work in our world, and as we put it to work in our world, every single thing comes up roses. Every single thing comes up in a beautiful way that makes us feel that life is indeed very, 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 very wonderful. But it's up to us to make the decision. It's up to us to know about these things and to know that all is in divine order and that I am peace and that in that peace everything is real cool, real wonderful and fantastic. I like me, and as I like me, I like all of my world, and as I like all of my world, I am at peace. My introspective time is when I'm listening within, and I'm not just listening quietly, but I'm having a conversation with the divine in me. And as I have this introspective conversation with the divine in me, I am listening and responding to what I hear. I'm listening and responding to what I feel. I'm listening and responding to the thoughts that I know. And like when I fell down those three steps and I was going to die, oh my, the pain was terrible. Then I said, hey, relax. What a thing for a kid to say, relax. Yeah, I was 9 years old. What a thing for a kid to say, relax. But I said, relax. And when I relaxed, then it was done. And then it didn't need to be there anymore. And I was in perfect order. We can all take our moments of unhappiness, our moments when we are being pressured by life's experiences, by accidents or incidents or experiences that demand our attention and that make us feel that things are not going right. And then, when we take charge, then those experiences just fade away. And when we take charge, then everything is in divine order, and we feel so wonderful. We feel so fantastic. We feel so good, because then and now, all is beautiful and all is wonderful. Think these things with me and let go of those things that don't have to be in our world. Join me as I say, I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. Join me as I speak to the divine in me and say, I'm whole and perfect. And the divine in me says introspectively, oh, you bet you are. You bet you are. I'm a good creator. And I created you whole and perfect. And I don't make no mistakes. I make no mistakes. You're whole and perfect. Claim that for yourself like I do for myself. I'm whole and perfect. Have a lovely day, a lovely morning, a lovely time, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.